Time for group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, Ben and Kelly could really use your help navigating a situation that's gotten a little awkward.
No, we're the people for that.
My wife and I just moved into a new house, new neighborhood, new everything.
Nice.
A couple of days after we settled in, this cat started showing up at our back door.
Mm-hmm.
Looked a little scruffy. Kept mm-hmm. meowing like it was hungry or lost.
Mm-hmm.
My wife got it in her head it had to be a stray or maybe someone abandoned it when they moved.
Okay.
She felt bad for it, fed it a couple of times, and then ended up posting it on Facebook Marketplace. Don't judge us. I didn't even know people gave away pets on there.
Okay.
Someone messaged her, came and picked it up the next day.
Great.
We figured we did the right thing. Fast forward a couple of days, our next door neighbor knocks on the door and says, "Hey, have you guys seen our cat?"
Whoops.
So yeah, we may have given away the neighbor's cat. We're freaking out a little. We don't want to start things off on the wrong foot with the people next door, especially since we just moved here. But how do we even begin to explain this without sounding like complete idiots or like we stole their pet?
Mm.
What would you guys do? Should we tell the truth? Try to get the cat back? Fake amnesia? Help us not be the worst new neighbors ever.
So, okay. I have a lot of whys, but I can't really... They don't give those answers, so...
I know. When you say, what would you do, first of all, I would have started with knocking on doors at the neighbor's house, like, hey, is this your cat?
Cats are... Like there are neighborhood cats all over the place.
Exactly.
Like, I wouldn't pay it any attention. I'd just be like, oh, hey, look at that kitty.
Well, and we have a Facebook neighborhood group, would have also started there, like, hey... This cat keeps showing up at our house. Take a picture of it, post it. Does this belong to any of you?
And sure, then, maybe this area doesn't have one of those. I don't know.
Maybe they don't. Like, because it says new neighborhood, new everything, new house. So maybe right. It's new construction. But still, I think I'm knocking on doors next door first.
Is it? But like, who just immediately gives away a cat that's not theirs? That's the part that I can't get my brain around.
I know. And everybody chiming in on Facebook is asking the same thing.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, okay, you see a stray cat. Okay, great. It's a stray cat. Like, right. we have some stray cats in our neighborhood.
Yes.
But we've got a neighbor who, like, will put stuff out for them. And... We've got another neighbor who leaves their garage door open so they can kind of run in and out
right.
So they just kind of belong to the neighborhood and they just are running around.
But also, this would have been an amazing opportunity to meet your neighbor
sure.
by knocking on the door,
hey,
asking if that's their
is
hat.
This fluffy little guy yours?
A great excuse to meet the new neighbors that way.
Instead, you gave their animal away.
Yes, yes, yes. And so several people are saying, listen, you need to message the people that took the cat. It's Facebook Marketplace. You should be able to look up, have a unless you've archived the conversation.
Either that or you just tell the neighbor, hey, I think this person has your cat.
Uh-huh. And they're going to be like, how do you know that?
I don't know.
I gave it to them on Facebook Marketplace.
I don't know. They came by the place and they drove away with the cat.
I feel like you need to try to message the person that took the cat on Facebook Marketplace and say, turns out it's the neighbor's cat. So sorry. Can you bring it back? And see what they say. They might not do that.
I mean, they might not. They might say, hey, it's ours fair and square. More than likely, since you gave it to them, no money was exchanged.
Yeah.
So it's like the new person's like, oh, all right, my bad. I'll bring it back. I mean, I feel like that's where you got to start, right?
Hopefully. You're just hoping that the other person is going to have
help
you out of this hole you've dug yourself.
Then you bring the cat back and say, oh my gosh.
This cat just showed up.
The cat
the
returned.
Porch. Look at that.
Must have had some crazy adventures.
You must have had an adventure. I heard cats do that.
All right. I don't know if you've experienced anything wild with your neighbor. Something that could relate to this.
But
you got a story.
Valuable lesson on what not to do.
Yeah, 502-795-1997.
Let's investigate first before we just give it or sell it. Give it away.
Yeah, that's our number. Love to hear your story coming up. There's many problems with this group therapy, 99.7 DJX, where a listener gave away a neighbor's cat unknowingly on Facebook Marketplace. Now the neighbor's like, hey, have you seen my cat? And they don't know what to do. The problem, the biggest problem is they came to us in the wrong part of their saga.
Yes, they should have said, hey, Ben and Kelly, we are new to the neighborhood, and a strange little cat keeps showing up at the back door. My wife keeps feeding it, but we're just wondering what to do. And then we could have said, oh, thanks so much for contacting us. We appreciate you listening. We think that maybe you should go knock on some neighbors' doors and ask if it's their cat.
Yeah, or just keep feeding it and just leave it alone.
That too.
That could have been an avenue you took, but
and then maybe a third point, take it to the vet, see if there's a microchip.
Yeah. But no.
That's not where we're at.
We've jumped from there to I've given away the cat, now I don't know what to do.
On Facebook Marketplace.
It's funny, Sarah texted and said, what if it's not the neighbor's cat they gave away? Like, what if they repo it from the Facebook people and take it to the neighbor and they're like, yeah, that's not ours. Because honestly, like sometimes when we were looking for our missing cat, Fred, mm-hmm. he's a fat orange tabby.
Yeah.
And there were so many people who were messaging me, hey, I think I found Fred. Hey, I think I found Fred. And they were sending us photos and we're like, oh my gosh, that looks like him. And then we maybe like see this cat and we're like, yeah, no, that's not him.
Mm. Gotcha. At least you had a lot of people reaching out trying to help out. Justin's like, wow, don't park in the street or these people going to be like, free car.
Wow, look, someone just left their car here. I guess maybe we could give it away on Facebook Marketplace.
Oh my gosh, Genghis John says, can't help on this story, but my neighbor did dump all their mulch on my doorstep because a neighborhood cat pooped in it and I fed the neighborhood cat. Oh, wow.
Wow.
That sounds like there are things to unpack there.
I did have a neighbor who threatened to call Metro Animal Services on our outdoor cat.
Really?
Yeah, because she was like, your cat is coming into my yard and using it as its litter box, and it's preventing me from growing flowers.
Oh, so not only are you the guy, the neighbor that borrows things and doesn't give them back unless they come back and ask for it, but yes. You're also the guy whose cat goes and uses other people's yards as a toilet.
So we were like, no, Guinness would not do that.
Oh, that is not Guinness. She is falsely accused.
She is falsely accused. She stays in our yard. She does not roam. And then probably like 6 months later, we look out the window and we're like, is that Guinness over there taking a squat? And
she's been doing it all along.
She's been doing it all along.
You defended her honor.
I did.
Oh, wow.
I was like, you son of a gun.
Oh, wow. Okay. But back to the case at hand. Tish has some advice from a 10 and a 5-year-old.
Okay.
She says, my 10-year-old says, offer the people money to bring it back. Okay, yes. Message the Facebook Marketplace person that took the cat.
Sure.
Offer them money to bring it. Say, listen, it turns out, my bad. It may have been the neighbor's cat. I'm going to need to get that back. I will pay you. And then the 5-year-old says, sue him.
Sue him. Okay. Well, hey, look, what's done is done. It's water under the bridge.
Yeah.
Now I think you just got to own up to it. And first try to contact Facebook Marketplace person who has the cat.
Yeah.
Then try to just get with the neighbor and say, hey, look, this is going to sound really bad, but we thought it was a stray and there was someone on Facebook Marketplace who wanted a cat and we were like, hey.
It looked hungry. It kept coming here begging for food.
It. Yeah.
And there were a couple of people who were just like, why did it take a couple of days for the neighbor to come knocking on the door to look for the cat? Okay.
Yeah, but no. That doesn't bother me because sometimes cats are just, they roam.
Cats are going to cat
and they're going to go off and they're going to do their thing. And maybe they looked around, but they didn't start asking neighbors for a couple days. You know, who knows?
Leslie in text says, I don't know. I think wifey needs to learn better thinking skills.
All right. So anyways, that's, I think, what we should do.
That's a lesson we learned here. First of all, check with neighbors first before we start giving strange things away on Facebook Marketplace that don't belong to us.
Right. Right. So but good luck.
Yes, we asked the person on Facebook Marketplace that took the cat, hey, yeah, could you, I think I may have given away the neighbor's cat by mistake. Can you bring it back, please?
Yep.
I really appreciate it.
Well, hey, good luck. Keep us posted. That is group therapy.